is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branowy. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Branowy. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Branowy right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. I mean, Branowy and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna.
2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, 3 balls. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner. Raderman. Open. 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Raderman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hjulstamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hjulstamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. We've got quite a tussle coming up in several minutes on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Fort Loramie hosts Anna. It's the second contest of the year between these two clubs. It should be a superb game. First time around, Fort Loramie was beaten by Anna by 18. That doesn't tell the story. Fort Loramie led by 12 late in the second quarter of that contest. These two teams are trying to stick around atop the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins out in front, 6-1 league mark after being upset by Anna last Friday. Bodkins 12-1 overall, 6-1 in the SCAL. Anna 5-2, a game back in league play, 8-4 overall. Fort Loramie a half game back of Anna, 5-3. Fort Loramie one more loss, having played one more game than Anna. Fort Loramie 9-5 overall on the season. Anna's got to win, Chuck, to stay within a game of Bodkins, which doesn't play in the league tonight. Fort Loramie must win, or it drops 3 games behind Bodkins in the loss column. So it's another one of those big Shelby County Athletic League nights. Teams trying to stay within striking distance. Easy for me to say. Trying to stay within striking distance of Bodkins, which is out in front still, despite losing last Friday. Trojans with a little leeway, although it's gotten a little more snug.
Well, it's a little tighter. I mean, they got to be rooting for Loramie tonight, because they could go up 2 games in the loss column. They'll probably feel pretty confident about it.
Yep. But
I think it's be a good game tonight. I mean, you got Anna, who played their best game of the year, let's face it, Friday night against
right.
Bodkins, almost gave it away. And Loramie, who struggled Friday night, then came out and beat a very good Convoy Crestview team on Saturday night. And again, we talk about it. You never know which Loramie team's going to show up.
No, Chuck, I'll take it one step further. I think Ann and Fort Loramie both played their best games of the year this past weekend. And if they come back tonight and it carries over from Friday and Saturday, Saturday. This should be a juggernaut of a contest. First team to the low 60s probably wins it. Fort Loramie offensively super on Saturday night, 65 against Convoy Crestview. Yep. And Anna reached the 50 mark in three quarters against Botkins on Friday. It's been a game of swings the last few weeks. Friday night, Anna led Botkins 43-26. Botkins shaved it to two at the end. Anna was down 12-5 early in that game. Stop and think about it for a second. That was a 33-18 swing in favor of Anna over two quarters in that contest after being down by seven early. Fort Loramie trailed Convoy Crestview 8-2 at the start. Wound up with a double-digit lead late in the third quarter. And how about the first matchup between Anna and Fort Loramie? Incredible 12-point lead by Fort Loramie late in the second quarter. Anna won it by 18. Go figure momentum.
Well, I mean, that was two different games that night.
Right.
And Loramie has had a lot of injuries. They're getting people back.
Yes.
That they're getting healthier, not healthy totally, but healthier. They've got a lot more bench. They've got a lot more depth than Anna's going to be able to throw tonight. So Anna can't afford to get in foul trouble. And if they run up and down the floor, Loramie has, I think, the advantage coming off the bench.
A very good point. We were talking about that with players 45, 50 minutes ago. And Anna's fired up, ready to go. Head coach Nate Barhorst has got to get as much mileage as he can out of his top six. How about the young Ambus player at guard? He flipped in, 13 points Friday night to boost Anna?
Yeah, he had a terrific game. They made their run with him out there on the floor. Let me find him. He scored 10 points in the first half. And Finkenbein was shooting the ball from the restroom before he even came out to warm up. That's how deep he was shooting his threes.
And off the speakers in the rafters, they were that high.
Yep.
But Anna's scoring was excellent on Friday night, well-rounded. Finkenbein at 17, Kovacs 15, Ambus 13, Masteller 10. Can't get more balanced than that. And it was Robinson who dropped in the two clutch free throws that in the end were the difference in the game in the last 15 seconds or so.
Well, it was 59-59 when he stepped up there, and he ripped them both. Just shooting free throws down the stretch. Anna did a good job. That's how they ended up winning a basketball game.
They're talking about balance and scoring at Fort Loramie. Boy, that was pleasant for head coach Corey Britton to see. Caleb Maurer, 16. Caleb Meyer, 14. Grant Albers, 15. The 6'2.5 post player for Fort Loramie had his best game of the year. He looked nimble on both feet. It appears as though any ankle injury is healed up.
Yeah, I think he's better. He's just, we talked about it, that 6'2, he plays like he's 6'4.
Right, sure does.
And he's got good movement around the basket, real strong shooter, big strong kid. And boy, you talk about the ball's on the floor and it's in his area. He's on the floor going after the loose ball.
So if you handicap this game, Chuck, if it is really fast-paced, you like Fort Loramie because of a deeper bench.
Well, I do like them because of the deeper bench, but I like Anna's ability to score in a high-scoring game over Loramie. So it's kind of a toss-up. I'm not going to put any money on it tonight.
Oh, it is a toss-up. I would say so. It's not going to be an 18-pointer like it was in the first meeting back on December 8th. No way. I would be
shocked.
Again, by way of standings, these two teams are battling in the second spot in the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side. Anna 5-2, Fort Loramie 5-3, Botkins 6-1. Another huge game coming up this Friday. Fort Loramie goes to Botkins. So, Fort Loramie can really put a big dent in the standings by winning tonight and Friday. That would put the Redskins right in the thick of the championship hunt.
Oh, yeah, if they can win both those games, they would be one game back. So yeah, they have it. They have the ability. I think before the season started, I felt like they were definitely one of two teams to beat, the other being Botkins. And then you threw Jackson Center into the mix. You didn't know what he was going to get to go along with Riker, but he's gotten a lot of help.
Yeah.
And they've become a pretty good basketball team.
You know, we've alluded to Grant Albers of Fort Loramie. He did not play in that first confrontation between the two teams. In fact, Fort Loramie in that game had one young man score in double digits. That was Lane Frilling. He had 12. Caleb Meyer had 15 points between him. That was it. Isaiah Masteller and Ben Kovac split 44 points right down the middle for Anna in that first matchup.
Yeah, well, they were terrific. And Anna got into their game. They got into the type of game they like to play. They turned Laramie over, got some easy baskets, shot the threes well. There is no better three-point shooter in the area, and I'm going to go in any division than McCain Finkenbein.
All right. Yeah, he launches them every bit as high as he does long.
And he makes them.
He does. Swish. Right through.
I could shoot him. It was just going in was my problem.
About 12 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between Anna and Fort Laramie. Should be a superb game. We've got a huge audience. We had close to 4,000 listeners over the weekend, Chuck, on Friday night for Anna Botkins, on Saturday night for Fort Laramie Convoy Crestview. We were the only live media in town, live medium, I should say, around on-site covering live on Friday and Saturday night. Same thing this evening. We're it. So we've got a huge internet audience, a large radio audience, and on the Fort Laramie Athletics website, through the National Federation of High School Network, our audio has joined the Fort Laramie Schools video.
Yeah.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For visiting Anna tonight, that winning combination is shoot the three ball well like the Rockets did last Friday versus Botkins and spread the floor to take advantage of their quickness. That combination worked well in the second half of the first meeting between these two teams. That game won by Anna 70-52. For Fort Laramie, a play like it did on Saturday night against Convoy Crestview. Not like it did on Friday night against Jackson Center when the Redskins were held to 35 points. The Redskins are finally healthy. Get the two Calebs going tonight along with Grant Albers, and that could bode well for Fort Laramie. Again, the Redskins need well-rounded scoring. That is a key building component for Fort Laramie tonight. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. For 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Kirk's side pickup and delivery too at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family's got you covered. Our anchor business partners here on ScoresBroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We say hello to the fine staff at LaCal. Thank you so much. Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, all the associates at LaCal, a Scores founding partner since 2006, could not have gotten started without support from LaCal Equipment. which manufactures quality parts for highway maintenance equipment used all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure, calm in Minster. SECURCOM, only one E, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. And thanks to the Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Plus, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Thanks so much to Hoing and Hoing. What you imagine we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Chuck, we alluded a few minutes ago to momentum swings. We've seen a lot of them lately, especially after the halftime break here in high school basketball, especially on the boys' side, where the teams are pretty evenly matched. The offenses and defenses are skilled. They play really hard. But sometimes Mighty Mo takes over the show.
Well, you know, basketball is a game of runs. And you're right, the momentum and the parity in this league, you know, from on the top four teams, yep, especially, anybody can beat the other one. And that was proven Friday night. You asked me, and I wasn't sure Botkins could lose a basketball game. So I thought they were just too balanced, played too well both ends of the floor. Yep. And they had a horrible three quarters because of Anna. And then they had a terrific fourth quarter, just came up short.
Got too far behind, the Trojans did on Friday night, then rebounded with fire in their eyes and won 84-55 at Lima Bath on Saturday night. Botkins, with a 1-1 weekend, dropped from 4th to 8th in the boys' Division 4 AP poll. I'm not so sure I agree with that, but you can't count on the polls for much kind of consistency.
No, not on, in any. Maybe one of their coaches isn't very smart and ranked them 11th.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These people are on with us for every single Fort Loramie contest. We give gratitude to Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Entertaining junior varsity game, Chuck. I missed the very end of it. Who wound up winning?
Loramie won. They ended up winning by like 5. It was Anna led most of the game. Loramie came back in the fourth quarter and took the lead. Anna got it down to 2, but then Loramie made free throws.
And thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. We'll return with more pregame, eventually the starting lineups and the opening tip. It is Anna on the road at Fort Loramie tonight. Very critical Shelby County Athletic League boys clash between the Rockets and the Redskins, who are trying to catch Botkins, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Abby Rossman.
Call on Tom and Jerry's for true comfort in your home or business. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and builds a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfect, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots. Thanks to Tom and Jerry's. Simply make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, online at TomJerry's.com. Well, because of a much earlier than scheduled start tomorrow night at Lehman Catholic, we will not be able to bring you that Lehman Catholic Upper Scioto Valley boys game. It originally was scheduled for a 7:30 tip. It's now going to start at some point between 6 and 6:15. The early JV start is around 5:30 or so. It's a two-quarter contest, so we will not be able to carry Upper Scioto Valley at Lehman Catholic. Lehman, Chuck, off to its best start, just one setback through mid-January in boys' hoops this year. Best start since January of 2009. In that season, the Lehman boys went 21-3.
Well, there was a time where Lehman was as good as anybody in the area.
Yep.
They with attendance and everything, they've kind of fallen off, and they did a smart thing. They've scheduled down. They dropped a lot of the Shelby County League schools that they used to play on Saturday nights. They play in a league that they can be competitive in, and it's nice to see them having a good season.
Sure is. We'll try to catch up with them down the road. They're in that Northwest Central Conference. Lehman Catholic, Lyman Perry, the only two unbeaten teams. They are tied for first atop the league standings in the NWCC. Lehman Catholic and Lyman Perry, they'll collide later on in the campaign. Jackson Center is at Houston tonight. Rushi is at Fairlawn tonight. Bodkins is the club in the Shelby County League, which is idle on the boys' side of the ledger. And on Friday night, Fairlawn's at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie is at Bodkins. And Houston is at Anna this coming Friday evening. Freeman Drywall in Anna, a new business partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. 937-538-0513. Riemann Drywall in Anna. Drywall done right with Riemann. Back in a moment. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
The officials for this game are
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. It should be an entertaining game tonight. Mighty close right down to the wire. Last 20 meetings between the two. Well, 21 meetings, including the first meeting this year. Anna leads 11 games to 10. Anna averaging 0.75 points per game more than Fort Loramie in the last 21 meetings. It's a dead heat, and it will be reflected here tonight. This game will go right to the wire.
Well, since I've been doing this, these two teams have basically been at the top. Rushi's been up there. Botkins has been down, but they are now, you know, at the top also. It's a good league. Fairlawn has got the Piper Twins. I mean, they have the ability to beat you at Jackson Center. Always an outstanding basketball team. So this is such a fun league to do.
Yeah, somebody asked me 3 or 4 days ago, well, who in the world in Southwest Ohio is going to beat Botkins? Does Dayton or Cincinnati have a real strong D4 team? And I said, you know what? Jackson Center and Fort Loramie are probably Botkins' biggest rivals right through the sectional district and into the regional tournament.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to come from Cincinnati. They're not well known for their Division IV, but they usually can throw an athletic team up there, and sometimes that can hurt you.
Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school athletics. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years and are currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our growth and progress at Superior Aluminum. Stop in to see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And if you have a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, a new business partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery by the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center throughout Jackson Center and Botkins in northern Shelby County. Medications for your convenience, packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course, and rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Fort Loramie Redskins, Anna Rockets about set to jump it up. For Fort Loramie, it is Nate Meyer at guard, 6-foot senior. He's joined by Nolan Burning, a 5'11 senior. Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, both just under 10 points a game. Caleb Meyer, 6'2 senior. Caleb Maurer, 6-foot sophomore. Grant Albers in the middle, 6'2½ senior. And he's coming off his finest game of the year by far. He is now healthy. Fort Loramie wins the tap to start. Top of the circle, it's Caleb Meyer, goes foul line. Fadeaway 15-footer, banged it off the glass of the rim, no good. Rebound, Anna. Long lead out down to Masteller. Herky-jerky move in the lane for two. What a play by Masteller.
Oh, good outlet pass, and Masteller did the rest.
Right there, Chuck, we get a little snippet of that Anna athleticism.
That's what they want to do. One pass, shoot a layup, would be the perfect offense all night.
Masteller, 6'2", senior guard, 16 points a game, joined by Zach Ambus, 5'9", junior guard. McCain Fickenbein, 6 foot junior, 18 points a game out front. Ben Kovacs in the middle, 6'4 senior, 13 and a half a game, with Jacob Robinson at a wing, 6'4 senior. Here's Fort Loramie rotating out front, dumping it down on the baseline, and the ball is fumbled out of bounds off the Redskins' last.
Well, there was a nice dive down the lane, but they got a hand on it, and then Albers was the last one to touch it.
Looks like a man-to-man defense, but Fort Loramie is expected, or is it?
Yeah, they're playing man.
Yep, Nate Meyer has got the job of tracing Masteller all over the floor. Here's McCain Finkenbein. And who's picking him up? Looks like Caleb Meyer is tracking him down.
Well, they're switching everything.
They
so.
Sure are, uh-huh. Here's Kovacs, 25 feet away for Anna. Flips it cross-court to Robinson. Outside the arc on the left to Finkenbein. Anna rotating, cutting, and here's a pass slipped into the lane to Masteller. Goes beneath the backboard. He received a shove, made a shot, discounted, no good. Foul before the delivery. Ball out of bounds to Anna, common personal. 2-0 Rockets, 6:25 to go, first quarter. Anna's Fickenbein inbounding below the rim on the left. Out on top to Masteller. He's being chased now by Grant Albers. You're right, Chuck. Fort Loramie is switching frequently. Everybody's going to guard everybody else before the night's over. That's for certain. Fickenbein, fadeaway three, deep right corner. Made it! Wow, what a shot. It was a skyscraper over the fingertips of Caleb Meyer, and it's 5-0 Anna in the first 2 minutes.
Well, I watched him warm up, and he stood in that corner, and he made 15 in a row, so that did not shock me. That went in.
Were his eyes open, or was he blindfolded?
You know what? It didn't matter.
Albers,
you're a shooter, you're a shooter.
Albers outside the arc on the left, fires a left-handed pass down inside to Nate Meyer. He's bodied, goes to the deck. In the act of shooting, he's awarded two. 5-0 Anna, 5:47 left here in the first quarter. At Anna, the game started this way in favor of Fort Loramie, but then Anna got red hot over the second half. That particular night, because of injury, Fort Loramie was a bit short on depth. Anna spread the floor, used its quickness to advantage the third and fourth quarters.
They did. Frilling had an outstanding first half. We haven't seen a lot of lanes since then.
Nate Meyer rims the first free throw, connects on number two. 5-1 Anna. Three-quarter court token pressure from Fort Loramie. Finkenbein walks it up, loops it into the corner to Kovacs. Pursuing him is Albers for Fort Loramie. Anna in the bright green from top to bottom, white numerals trimmed in black. White and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Fort Loramie, the home white. Red numbers trimmed in black. And down the sides of the white trunks, red and black shorts. Finkenbein tries to repeat another three ball. This one from 28 feet is short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins without a field goal, first 3 minutes. Baseline pass to Nate Meyer. Ball rotated to Burning straight away. Is Anna in a zone?
Let me look at it. I think they are. They're playing 2-3.
Here's Nate Meyer, right corner. Throws on top to Caleb Meyer. Jumping, shooting, rim, backboard, no. Rebound Anna. Masteller romps down the floor. Weaves it to Finkenbein. He dives into the lane. Dishes right corner to Ambus. Swung around the top of the circle to Kovacs. And then Masteller 25 feet away. And he fires a bullet down inside of the cutting Kovacs. And he took a shove from the back. He laid it in, but well after the whistle.
Well, that's the problem with switching everything like that. When you switch that screen inside, the guy who sets the screen, if he opens up, is going to be wide open. And he was.
Here is Finkenbein below the rim, finds Kovacs open, cutting down low, layup good. Well done, out of bounds play by the Rockets, who have spurted to a 7-1 lead. Anna still appears to be in the zone. It's got Fort Loramie thwarted on offense right now.
Yeah, they're playing a 3-2.
Redskins stymied. Here's Burning between the rings, throws a left side pass to Caleb Maurer, and Masteller got a fingertip on it. On Saturday night, Fort Loramie defeated Convoy Crestview here. Convoy led by the 6'8 Kalen Etzler, the Ohio State commit. Redskins, 1 of 6, played extremely well. Fort Loramie had lost on Friday at Jackson Center. Meanwhile, Anna beat Bodkins in a game we covered on Friday, a thriller, 61-59. Good ball work there by Fort Loramie, which records its first bucket Grant Albers, a pivoting left-hander from 5 feet away, off glass. 7-3 Anna, 3:44 to go in the first. So far, Chuck, not the pace we expected.
Well, no. I mean, one team playing zone and the other one switching everything is going to slow things down a little bit.
Exactly. Robinson's got the ball outside the arc on the left, guarded by Caleb Maurer. Loops it cross-court to Finkenbein. My goodness. 30-footer. Swish by Finkenbein. It's like a long layup, Chuck.
I don't know how you don't, you don't defend that. You can't defend it.
That is mind-boggling. He just retreats, backpedals, and Fort Loramie didn't cover him up. 10-3 Anna, 7-point edge. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Drive by Albers, leaves it left flank to Caleb Meyer. Jumper, 19-footer short, rebound down to Anna. Thinking behind midcourt. Coming out to hedge is Albers, a bit too aggressive, foul called. 2:53 left, opening period. 10-3 in favor of Anna. And that's two on Albers, not a good sign. He's got to sit. First time, Chuck, I've seen an official wearing gloves.
And goggles.
And goggles.
You can't blame me.
But no mask.
Well, I've only seen one official all year wear a mask with the whistle underneath.
Okay. Thinking mine again. Outside the arc on the left. Bingo! 26-footer, McCain Finkenbein. He's got three triples already early on. And he has staked Anna to a 13-3 advantage with 2.5 to go in the opening period. Left-hand dribble, foul line, Caleb Meyer. Outside the arc on the left to Caleb Maurer. Picked up by Kovacs. Left-hand bounce pass down inside to Colin Moore. In off the bench, the six-foot senior has the ball swiped by Anna. Good cover-up by the Rockets. They double-team Colin. Here is Finkenbein. He's got an avenue down the lane. Splits a couple Fort Loramie defenders. Left it short. Rebound Redskins. 3-on-2. Here's Caleb Maurer pushing it into the lane. And he's bumped. Made the shot. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie saying, hey, he was lifting his feet up off the floor.
Oh, I don't see any way that wasn't in the act of shooting.
Yep, same here. And it wouldn't have been much continuation either.
No.
Tough break for the Redskins. Denied a goal right there. Common foul. Fort Loramie inbounds. Deep left corner. Redskins down 13-3. Under 2 to play. First period. Colin Moore straight away. Hangs on. Lane Frilling now on the floor. 6'3 junior. Had his best game of the year at Anna. Colin Moore. Left side Caleb Meyer. Zone defense, Finkenbein now is traveling into the corner with Meyer. Is Anna in a man? Lane Frilling, baseline right, hovering over him, two defenders, one of whom picks up the foul on the double team.
Now I have to see what they do with the cutter.
90 seconds left, first quarter, 13-3 Anna. Rockets up 10. The game at Anna started just the reverse of this. Fort Loramie bolted on top right away. Good inbounds play by Fort Loramie below the ring. One bouncer to Lane Frilling. Easy bank shot 4 feet away. 13-5. Anna up 8. Minute 17 left here in the first stanza. Here's Zach Gambus, 30 feet away for Anna on the dribble. Picked up now by Devin Ratterman, who's in for Fort Loramie, a 5'10 senior. Kovacs to Finkenbein. Frilling's got the assignment to trail Finkenbein. Finkenbein lost him. Enter the lane. Dish to Kovacs. Shot no good. Rebound Finkenbein. Back to Ben once more. Kovacs up strong with the left. It rolled off, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Chuck, Anna's so adept at sneaking its way down inside of that Fort Loramie defense. The Rockets just kind of thread the needle with passes or snake their way into the paint.
Well, when you're going to guard Finkenbein, if you're going to slough off him, he's going to drill you. You're going to step on him. He can put it on the floor.
Right. You've got to recognize his three-point shooting ability. You need to get a hand in his face and go chest to chest on the arc. And then he drives. Kovacs, errant, missed two fouls badly. 13-5, Fort Loramie got the carom. 8-point lead, Anna, after the two misses at the stripe by Kovacs. Straight away, it's Colin Moore. Out of Ratterman, left-hand dribble. Picked up by Ambus. Coming out to catch is Lane Frilling. In off the bench for Anna, Connor McKinney, 6-foot senior. Here's Lane Frilling in the paint area. A one-hander short. No good. Foul, though, in the act of shooting. I said Connor McKinney. I should have said Isaac McDermott, 6'4 senior in for Anna. Frilling toes the stripe for the Redskins with two. Half minute left. Quarter number one. Anna up eight. Free throw Frilling. Dips in, dips out. Anna's biggest lead was 10 at 13-3. Second shot, Frilling. Couple of bounces on the way. Much too hard. Long rebound to Kovacs, who rips down the board for Anna. Backcourt to Finkenbein. 23 seconds left, first quarter. Anna ahead by eight. Finkenbein is being harassed 25 feet away by Caleb Meyer. Finkenbein still in the dribble. And McDermott sets a screen. The ball goes back to Finkenbein. 10, 9, 8. Caleb Meyer gets a hand on it. Finkenbein recovers. 5, 4. Now to McDermott. Long 30-footer by him. Oh, it almost went in. Ooh, close. Wow. Isaac McDermott nearly cashed in from three-point land at the buzzer. That would have boosted Anna to a 16-5 spread. It's still 13-5 after one in favor of the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months, same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. We start quarter number two, Anna ahead of Fort Laramie, 13-5. Rockets start this period with Isaac McDermott still on the floor. Passes to Finkenbein. He rambles through the lane area. Stops on a dime. Receives a bump from a Fort Laramie player. Goes up to shoot. He scores. Foul. Basket good. Three-point chance for Finkenbein. Boy, he has been mighty tough tonight.
He is absolutely a first-team all-leaguer.
Tell you what, Chuck, Division III, State of Ohio, second, third team All-State.
Well, I'd like to see somebody that shoots it better.
Well, he just swished the free throw, didn't touch the rim. In fact, he made a half a dozen on Friday night that didn't touch the rim. And the lead for Anna has swollen to 16-5 on the three-point play the old-fashioned way by Finkenbein, who's now got, what, at least 12 points so far?
He has 12, yes.
High left, it's Burning with the ball for Fort Laramie. Good switch off. Kovacs picks him up. Left corner, Caleb Meyer. Lobs baseline left, Colin Moore. Goes opposite to Ratterman. Looks like an Anna man-to-man defense now.
Yeah, they're playing man.
Here's a drive by Burning in the lane. He muscles around Ambus. Missed it wide left. Got the rebound. Threw it on the arc to Caleb Meyer. Bullseye three-pointer. That was big. 16-8 in favor of Anna.
Good job by Burning to stay with that. He missed the shot badly, but grabbed his own rebound.
Biggest lead was 16-5 at the 7-minute mark. Here's Kovacs straight away for the Rockets. The big boy goes to the perimeter and sinks it from three-point land.
Yeah, Finkenbein's not the only one that can shoot threes for this team.
Right. Everybody can chuck it up there from distance. Coming back is Burning for Fort Laramie, and he matches a three of Kovacs. Burning right on target from downtown. 19-11, Anna on top as the two offenses warm up. That's the way they played on Friday and Saturday this past weekend. 6:12 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kovacs for the Rockets. Straight away to Ambus, picked up by Nate Meyer. We're at the 6-minute mark. Left wing, it is
McDermott. Oh, here's Finkenbein retreating. Look out. He's near the Redskins logo and pops it in. 30-footer. 30-footer. 15 for Finkenbein. Nate Meyer in the post. Goes to work on Masteller. Leans in. Ducks under. He's doubled. Gets it out of trouble. It's a bad pass. Goes out of bounds. And Caleb Meyer is saying Anna deflected it. And Anna did touch it.
I can't believe he can't get some help. Neither one of the other two guys saw that.
That call was blown. Should be Redskins possession. Goes to Anna, which is up 22-11 with 5:40 remaining in the half.
Well, unless Meyer can throw a curveball.
Yeah, Nate Meyer got hounded by two players. He was in the short corner. Flipped a pass for relief to the arc. It was touched by Anna. In fact, it was redirected and went out of bounds. Ball was given to Anna by mistake. Here's Finkenbein again. Nobody on him. He lets it go from 30. Short. Long rebound. Fort Loramie. Hooking foul from behind against McDermott of Anna. Wow. Had that gone in, Chuck, the roof would have come off the Fort Loramie gym.
It was right on the target. It just came up about a foot short.
And McCain went back down to the other end of the floor, shaking his head like, boy.
I can't believe I missed that.
5:10 to go, second quarter. Anna 22, Fort Loramie 11. Far right side of the court, it is burning. Straight away, Caleb Maurer. He sizes up a three, around and out to the right. Good offensive rebound by Colin Moore. Then tries to release to the arc to a teammate. Intercepted by Anna. And here's a wild throw at the timeline. Masteller saves it for the Rockets. To Finkenbein, jumps and shoots a triple. Buries it. My goodness. Wow, is he scorching the Nets. Red hot. We knew it would be a barn burner tonight. It's the shooting. It is the shooting that is lighting this place up. 25-11, Anna, under 5 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
At the Fort Loramie Redskins have not solved McCain Finkenbein of Anna yet.
Not sure what you do about it. He's got a quick release and the depth, amazing.
Oh, look out. Lane Frilling fills it up for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc, high left, 21-footer. He rose up and he drilled it. Big bucket for Fort Loramie. Redskins back within 11, 25-14. Anna's got to cool off at some point, you'd think. Here's Masteller, fakes right, goes left, drag the pivot foot, he walked for Anna. 4:10 remaining in the second quarter, Anna 25, Fort Loramie 14. It was 25-11 before the three by Frilling. Well, he likes playing against the Anna Rockets, doesn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, he had a great game the first time.
Here's Frilling, head of the key for Fort Loramie. To Caleb Maurer. He goes baseline left. Short corner J from 10. Swish. That's patented right there. Stop and go move. Then he pulled up on a dime and swished it. Five straight before Loramie. Anna ahead by 9. 25-16. 3:42 to go. Second quarter. Here's Finkenbein again. That's the highest shot by Finkenbein of the year. That thing went, wow, 20 feet above the backboard, hit the front rim, hit the glass, came off, tie up on the rebound. It goes to Fort Loramie. McCain not only trying to shoot from distance, he's trying to shoot the tallest skyscrapers I've ever seen, Chuck.
Yeah, that was the deepest one he shot yet.
Here is Fort Loramie now, working on five consecutive points, down by 9. 3:20 left, second quarter. Going back door is Frilling down inside. Oh, a nice look by Burning, and Frilling couldn't quite get it to the rim. He was hampered by good defense. Ball rolled off, knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Redskins missed a chance. 3:16 to go, second quarter. Anna 25, Fort Loramie 16. Here's Masteller, also very dangerous from the arc. He tries to carve out space in the lane. Had the ball knocked away. Zambus or I should say Zach Ambus, recovers for Anna. Here's the ball lobbed down into Robinson. Robinson leaps to catch it. Ball flies out of his hands. Here's Fort Lorman the other way. Oh, a great take to the rim by Caleb Beyer. Wow. He put it on the deck and blew by everybody.
Back down to seven.
Yes. Seven in a row by Fort Lorman. Anna's hit a lull. 2:38 to go. Second quarter. 25-18 Rockets. It was 25-11. 90 seconds back. Robinson outside the arc on the right for Anna. Finkenbein, high post. Pivots against Frilling. Now retreats. Fakes left, goes right. Herky jerky in the lane. Shovels it. Hits it. What a shot to Finkenbein. Wow. Quickly, Fort Lorman the other way. Fadeaway 12-foot bank shot. Poured in. Good-looking jumper by Caleb Maurer of Fort Lorman. 27-20. The offenses really spice it up now.
Yeah, Lorman has really picked up their offense. They needed to.
Here's Zach Ambus, 35 feet out on the floor. That's Aiden Werman, who's in off the bench now for Fort Lorman. 5'10 sophomore, fine player. Masteller, top of the circle. Left side pass, Finkenbein. Number 1-5, McCain, head of the key, wanted to retreat and shoot. That time, the bait didn't fool Caleb Meyer. And we've got a timeout called by Anna, which has been slowed down offensively a little bit, but much better for Lormie D. 96 seconds to go first half. Rockets up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member.
Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. More about Wygant and its 42-lot Stonegate subdivision in a moment. Minute 20 left of the first half. Anna has seen its 14-point lead get chopped to 7. Here's a drive by Kovacs, a steal by Burning. Outlet pass, Caleb Meyer to the rack. Foul. Anna shot no good. But two free throws for Caleb Meyer. 7-point game about to be cut to 5.
Well, you can't complain about Finkenbein in a way. He shot the basketball, but sometimes it causes everybody else to do a lot of standing.
Yes.
And now they've stepped out on him, and Anna's not running their offense very well at all.
Nope. Rockets have become stagnant. The other four around Finkenbein not looking to score. Free throw by Caleb Meyer, short. Foul shooting not sharp tonight. Second shot, but Caleb dips the knees on the way. Swish. 27-21 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead was 25-11. So Lormie's roared back here in the second quarter to make it interesting before the break. 60 seconds remaining in the half. Here's Ambus on the bounce, 40 feet away. Right wing Masteller. They're looking for Finkenbein, coming off a screen out high. Can't get it to him. Right corner Ambus, baseline around Frilling. Hits the cutter in the lane. It's Kovacs. Six-footer hangs on the rim. No. Rebound Caleb Maurer of Fort Lorman with 38 seconds to go in the first half. Redskins may play for one here. Burning walks it back out towards center circle. Anna 27, Fort Lorman 21. 25, 24, 23 seconds to go here in the second. Burning with a foot, 6 inches from the center circle, looks at the clock, and it counts down further, 14, 13, 12. Fort Lormie's got three men on the baseline, and one of them, Caleb Meyer, pops to the head of the key. Burning with 5 to go, drives into the paint, loops the pass for Frilling, broken up by Anna. Masteller at midcourt, heaves it short at the buzzer. Redskins are denied at the end of the second period. Anna 27 and Fort Lorman 21, as I was telling you. The 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Custom-build your new home at Stonegate, located southeast of Minster. It's adjacent to Parrish Street Park, or I should say southeast side of Minster, and within walking distance from the center of town. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Wygant, Weigant, development.com. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. It's our halftime radio station break. 27-21 Anna over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Fort Loramie in a very significant Shelby County Athletic League boys clash tonight. Anna up 6, Rockets 27, Redskins 21. We are about 7 minutes away from the beginning of our third quarter. It's our halftime report. A look at the scorebook brought to you by American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, it's... Loramie's got an 8-7 rebounding advantage. Both teams have two offensive rebounds. The Redskins turned the ball over four times. Anna turned it three. Neither team shooting free throws well. Anna 1 of 3. Loramie 2 of 6. Individual scoring for the Rockets. Obviously, they were led by McCain Finkenbein with 20. They got 5 from Kovacs and 2 from Masteller. They scored 13 and 14. 27 at the half. Laramie a little more balanced. They got six out of Caleb Meyer, five out of Lane Frilling off the bench, four from Caleb Maurer, three from Nolan Burning, two from Grant Albers, and one from Nate Meyer. They scored 5 and 16, and they trail at 27-21 at the half.
Chuck, clearly not the kind of first half we expected.
No, I mean, first of all, you don't expect somebody to go out there and score 20 points. But it created a lot of standing for Anna once Laramie adjusted and started stepping way out on Finkenbein. Laramie, on the other hand, had a terrible first start to the game offensively.
Yep.
They played really well in the second quarter, and they got this thing down to six now, and it's within striking distance here in the second half.
And given the way Fort Laramie started so poorly, given the way Anna started the game with Finkenbein making shot after shot after shot, Redskins have got to feel pretty comfortable down only six with two quarters to go.
Well, I don't know if you ever feel comfortable down six, but they got to feel good that they're not down 20.
Right. Yes. Well said. That's our halftime report. Anna 27, Fort Laramie 21. Our business partner here at halftime is American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We are about 3 minutes away from the beginning of our third quarter. Anna is leading Fort Laramie 27-21. The significance of this game, Anna's within a game of Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League standings. Fort Laramie a game and a half back of Botkins. If Fort Laramie were to beat Anna tonight, there would be at least two losses separating Botkins from the nearest team in second in the SCAL standings. So Anna needs to win to hang within a game in the loss column. Fort Laramie would like to win tonight and at Botkins on Friday and draw even. No, they wouldn't draw even in the loss column, would they? They'd be within a game of
that one game.
Yep. Still a lot of basketball to be played. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 15 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight for Fort Laramie, we spotlight junior cheerleader Abby Rossman, daughter of Kevin and Amy, 4.0 GPA, and get a load of this, a list of extracurriculars for Abby. High jump in track, National Honor Society, gymnastics, student council, 4-H, Girl Scouts, history club. Not sure where she will study in college, not certain of her major, but I tell you what, eventually, Chuck, she's going to have the college of her choice, you would think. May remember Sister Alyssa, a 2020 Fort Laramie graduate. Abby, the cheerleader this year at Fort Laramie, is Alyssa's younger sister. For Anna, Gabrielle Myers, a junior cheerleader, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Nick and Tia Palmisano. relays in track for Gabrielle, a Spanish club, youth group at church, a student council, interested in pursuing the dental field and studying maybe at Miami and Oxford. Gabrielle Myers, junior cheerleader at Anna. Abby Rossman, junior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Third quarter underway. Third quarter has started here at Fort Loramie. A quick miss on a three try by Zach Ambus of Anna, and then Caleb Meyer comes right back down the floor, spots up outside the lane, and connects on a 12-footer. And Fort Loramie, which once trailed by 14, Chuck, is now within four. Here's a long three-pointer by Masteller of Anna. Got it from way downtown. Wow, what a shot by him. Quickly countering Fort Loramie. Three-point land. Caleb Meyer missed it off the back iron. The ball hits a cable up above the rim. Out of bounds to Anna. Fort Loramie trailed 25-11, and just a moment ago cut it to 27-23, white 10 off that deficit.
Well, and they have survived seven threes by Anna so far.
Wow. Here's Masteller. Oh, he threads the needle down inside for Kovacs, who blew the cripple. He had a gimme. Couldn't get it to go. Missed it. Opportunity blown by the Rockets. Outstanding pass.
Yeah, a great pass.
Fort Loramie's got the basketball. Redskins have it outside the arc, high right. It's Caleb Meyer, baseline Nate Meyer, finding Albers in the lane, puts it up and in. Oh, boy, a triangle of players on the right side of the paint, and they overloaded the offense against Anna's defense. The lead is five for Anna. Anna throws a pass sharply, low post right for Kovacs, foul, Fort Loramie.
I was just getting ready to say they played the entire second quarter without Albers. He just picked up his third in the first minute and a half of the third quarter.
Yep, he was foul prone some last year, and I'm not sure head coach Corey Britton can sit him down for two awful long.
Well, they're down five. If they stay in touch, you know, they're okay.
Right. Here's Anna inbounding from below the rim, way out on the arc to Masteller, who makes an over-the-shoulder catch. 6:21 to go in the third quarter. Anna leads by five. Sloppy pass by Masteller into the paint, stolen by Fort Loramie. And then Fort Loramie gets a little careless with it. Masteller, a little thievery in return behind the back of the pass to Kovacs for the layup. Wow, that was beautiful.
That was a pretty pass.
Heck of a play. Masteller with an NBA move. Dynamite assist.
He threw one of those Friday night against Botkins, too. Perfect pass.
Sure did. 7-point lead, Anna. 32-25. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Foul line, Colin Moore. Turns, misses the 12-footer. Ball skids off the rim to Anna. Albers on the bench now for Fort Loramie with three personals. Here's Masteller. Little pick and roll to a teammate driving Kovacs. Took the feed and scored. Wow.
Masteller getting into the lane, and then they're just finding Kovacs every time down.
Oh, that's a tricky two-man game there by Anna, and the Rockets have spurted to a 9-point cushion. 34-25, 5:16 to go here in the third. Pass by Fort Loramie, far left side, deflected out by Masteller. What changes have the two clubs made since the end of the second quarter, Chuck?
Well, I mean, Anna's still playing their zone. They played man for a little bit. Now they're back in their zone.
Uh-huh.
And Loramie's still playing their straight man-to-man.
Nolan Burning straight away for Fort Loramie. Shoots over the zone. No one on him. Missed it. Rebound Anna. That's one Nolan will often zero in on. Here's Finkenbein for Anna. Herky-jerky move. Wanted to drive. Couldn't. Very bad pass, though, cross court. Stolen by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Oh, Zach Ambus slips in front and swipes it from him. Down to Masteller. Collision. Common foul against Fort Loramie.
That was some quick hands by the kicker.
Yes, Zach Ambus does a lot of things so well. I tell you what, Chuck, it would be a real scrap for the top little man in the league award. Meyer of Botkins, Ambus of Anna. How about that?
Yeah, they guarded each other the other night. And yep. They were excited.
Very poor pass by Anna, taken before Loramie. Ball muffed at midcourt. Anna's got it back. Long lead out to Ambus, who leaped to the other end. Ambus was by himself. Scattered floor. Ball was lost at midcourt by the Redskins, who are down 11 again. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 4:27 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And thank you so much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in New Knoxville, Jackson Center in Pemberton. On with us for about 6 years, off the last couple, has returned. Glad to have Bambauer on board once more. Fine business partner, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, 11-point lead, Anna. When near the four-minute mark, midway third quarter, Fort Loramie had chopped Anna's 14-point lead all the way down to four a couple of minutes ago, and then Anna on a run has taken it back out to 11. Rockets have passed and cut the ball extremely well last several possessions. Here's Nate Meyer, high left for Fort Loramie. Redskins need a bucket here in the worst way.
Now they're not attacking this 3-2 incredibly well right now.
No. Here's Nate Meyer outside the arc on the right. This is where Albers in the lane can help you. There's a sloppy pass at the feet of Caleb Meyer. Picked off by Anna. Quickly down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Finkenbein on the finish. 38-25. Anna up 13. Here comes Albers as I say his name.
They have no choice. They're down 13 now. They were down 5 when he left.
Yeah, Grant in the paint or at the short corner can help him attack this zone. Here's Frilling low on the right. Whips a pass into the lane area for Nate Meyer. Hit him in the shoulder. It's loose. Anna's got it. Masteller down the floor to the foul line. Errant pass by him. Intercepted by Burning of Fort Loramie. Quickly baseline left. Nate Meyer up and under. Somebody's on his back, and he'll get two.
Boy, it is just a shame that Nate Meyer is not in tip-top shape like he was last year.
Right.
Because he is a heck of a basketball player, yep. And he just doesn't have that first-step quickness that he had last year.
Yep. He's got one ankle that has been injured in the past month and a half. High ankle sprain. You can tell it's still well guarded. And he had a shooting hand injury as well. I think it was a shooting hand, a couple of fingers.
Yeah, it was.
A couple of foul shots here by Nate. Both of them dead center,
made
Chuck?
Both, yep.
38-27, Anna by 11 after two makes by Nate Meyer. He gets a breather. He's on the Fort Loramie sideline. Devin Ratterman in, good three-point shooter. Lane Frilling on the floor as well. Finkenbein's got it high left for Anna, up 11, 2:42 to go in the third. Right wing, it's Masteller. Masteller on the bounce. Now Robinson, 25 feet out. Now Ambus, ball high overhead, gives it up to Frilling, or I should say Kovacs.
Same number.
Got the 35s mixed up. Cross-court pass, right corner, Finkenbein behind the arc. Bullseye, 26-footer. Finkenbein again. He's well over 20, right, Chuck?
25.
2:15 to go, third quarter, 41-27, Anna. Finkenbein has been just too much. Here's Caleb Meyer, foul line on the arc to Albers for Fort Loramie. Wants to drive and Kovacs leaves it behind him for Caleb Maurer. Bingo on the line drive three. Caleb Maurer counters the Finkenbein bomb. And his lead had been 14. It's now 11. Was that ruled a three, Chuck, or a two?
I gave him a three.
41-30 in a teardrop in the lane. Kovacs for the Rockets. It trickles off. No. Rebound Albers to Frilling. Pull up Jay from 15. Might have been deflected. Albers goes for the board. Kovacs touched it last out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Hey. Minute 31 left in the third. Fort Loramie needs to close the third quarter on a streak. Ball inbound to left corner. Albers for Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie has not led in this game. 25 feet away on the right, it is Caleb Maurer, picked up by Masteller. Straight on Albers. Ratterman's got it. High left. Ambus tracks him. Overplay out front, but Finkenbein on the pick. Finkenbein driving, left-handed. Good! Anna has bolted to a 13-point lead, 43-30.
That's just a sloppy pass on top, turned into a layup.
It was telegraphed. Finkenbein took advantage. Albers straight away for Fort Loramie. Hangs on. Now Caleb Meyer at the elbow on the right. Fadeaway, tough shot.
Wow.
12-footer, got it. Wow. Very pretty. Nicely done by Caleb Meyer of the Redskins. 43-32, Anna. 41 seconds to go, third quarter. Ambus on a weave to Masteller, 40 feet out. Picked up by Caleb Meyer. Masteller wants to drive. Body foul committed by Meyer of Fort Loramie. 33.4 to go. Late third quarter.
Nolan Burning checks in for
substitution for Fort Loramie.
Ty Ruhenkamp checks in for Caleb.
6 foot junior Ty Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp gives Caleb Meyer a spell.
That was his third foul, so he has to sit for the rest of the quarter.
He and Albers three each now.
Yep.
Under a half minute remaining in the third period. And in the lead by 11, and the Rockets will milk it down. Finkenbein holds, Ruhenkamp on him near midcourt. Finkenbein on the bounce at the Redskins logo, looks at the clock, 13, 12, 11. Rockets with four along the baseline. Ruhenkamp goes for the steal, commits the personal. Team's fourth. Rockets will throw it inside court with 8.6 to go. Let's see what is in store for Fort Loramie's defense here.
That was a strange foul.
Yes, Finkenbein is on the far left side of the floor. Ball passed into Masteller. He wants to drive into the paint area. Fadeaway banker missed it. Rebound by Fort Loramie as the third quarter finishes. 11-point lead, Anna. Chuck will keep it right here. 43-32 Rockets over the Redskins. Are you struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury? Well, a physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activity sooner and to get you moving forward once again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Jim develops a truly customized treatment plan. He creates a specialized home program for you, and he treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances, including Medicare and Anthem and workers' comp. A physician's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. To start you moving forward. Fort Loramie attacks to start the fourth quarter, trailing by 11. Long three-pointer, Caleb Meyer looks good and is good. Great start to the final stanza.
Nice set play that time.
Good job by head coach Corey Britton, and Fort Loramie executed well. Finkenbein, left corner for Anna, which leads by 8 now. Straight on, it's Kovacs. Thought about the three. This is about the point in time, Chuck, on Friday when Anna took too much air out of the basketball.
They did. And they luckily held on to win it.
Finkenbein backs up, took Nate Meyer into the top of the circle, retreated, and made it. Another three ball by Finkenbein.
That's his 30th.
He's been superb. He's got 30 of Anna's 46. Incredulous night for McCain Finkenbein. He's capable. We've seen him.
I think he's 7 for 9, I think, shooting threes.
He just keeps retreating. He defies every defense thrown at him. His range is outside the gym. 6:49 to go, fourth quarter. Anna 46, Fort Laramie 35. Caleb Maurer straight away for a three ball. It sits on the rim, comes off. Good offensive rebound, though, by the Redskins. Right back into Albers. Turnaround seven-footer. Looked like he might have been hacked. No call. Rebound down to Anna. Up 11 are the Rockets. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Masteller diving into the lane. High dribble outside to Ambus for three. Short. Rebound, Caleb Meyer of Fort Laramie on the go. 3-on-2. Left side pass burning. Cross court, Caleb Maurer for a triple. Wide left. Rebound down to McDermott of Anna. Long throw to Kovacs running the floor. Caught it in stride like a thoroughbred and laid it through.
Yeah, that's making threes is one thing, but being beat back that badly on defense is not good.
48-35, Anna, 5:54 to go. Fourth quarter. Straight away, Caleb Meyer for Fort Laramie. Swish-a-roo! A long one by Caleb Meyer. The shooting heats up. 10-point game, 5:50 to go in the fourth. Anna in the lead, 48-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Chuck, I know it's only Tuesday, 4 days before Saturday, but I tell you what, you almost need to get in line for marinated pork chops at Brookins on Saturday night.
Yeah.
They are outstanding, mouth-watering, delicious. You double the score at Brookins on Saturday night because you get not one but two. 8-ounce marinated pork chops, fantastic eating at Brookins. Roasted chicken as well. Meaty and cheesy homemade pizza for the family. You'll love Brookins. An array of great sandwiches at noon. There must be 14 or 15 on the menu. All of them are top shelf. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Fine food. Tell Carl Arnes you heard about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Brookins. Online, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Well, Anna missed at the left end, and then Fort Laramie got a 3-on-2 break of sorts. A short corner jumper by Caleb Maurer danced off the rim out of bounds, and Anna survived that exchange. Another 45 seconds off the clock, 4:50 to go in the fourth. Anna leads by 10, 48-38.
Anna spreading the floor again. This is what they did Friday night.
One team foul on Anna in this half, just one. Here's Robinson outside the arc on the left to Ambus. Little pick and roll with Robinson. Baseline left doesn't shoot. Ball given up straight away to Kovacs. Right wing Finkenbein. Pick and roll with Kovacs. Baseline right. Goes opposite to Masteller for a three off the back rim. ricocheted a burning of Fort Loramie, which needs a hoop here. Yes. Baseline left to the driver. Look at Caleb Maurer go to work. Look at he split to the rim for two. Timeout called. Fort Loramie within striking range. Full timeout. Rockets 4:16 to go in the fourth. 48-40. Anna in the lead. Hoying and Hoying has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northwest of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services like custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, commercial buildings too. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying is one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. Start designing your dream home. Call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you imagine we create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, online at hoyingandhoyingbuilders.com. Four minutes and 16 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna 48, Fort Loramie 40. Here's Anna in backcourt. Token pressure from the Redskins. Near side pass to Finkenbein. Middle of the floor to Robinson. Left side to Ambus. McCain Finkenbein has paced everyone tonight. Probably everybody in the state playing on a Tuesday. He's got, what, 30, Chuck?
He's got 30, yes. I see Kenzie Holster sitting over there, best defensive player in girls basketball around here. Maybe they need to suit her up, bring her out for the last 4 minutes.
That would be worth seeing, I tell you. Sure would. Kenzie is a super defensive performer, that's for sure. Here is Masteller with the ball, left wing for Anna, as the Rockets work the clock down to 3:30 to go. They head by 8, 48-40. What's at stake? Well, Anna can stay within a game of Botkins in the Shelby County Athletic League race by beating Fort Loramie tonight. A loss this evening would be Fort Loramie's fourth in the league. Here's a long three-pointer, but Finkenbein, who decided to shoot, heck with passing the ball around for an eternity. Finkenbein let one fly, hit the rim twice, came off. Foul over the back on Anna. It's common. Only the team's second. But Chuck, only 3:13 to go.
Yeah, they've taken a lot of time off the clock.
And Fort Loramie's got to tally points every single possession.
Well, they've also got two fouls to give before they can even put Anna on the free throw line.
Right. Here's Caleb Maurer straight away to Albers. Left side pass to Burning. Redskins look for the three. Here's Meyer. Right corner Maurer. Oh, great pass to Nate Meyer for the two-pointer. 48-42, Fort Loramie within six.
Nice play that time. Good give and go.
2:40 left, fourth quarter. Finkenbein backcourt. Picks up his dribble, loops it to Robinson. Head of the key, big bounce to Ambus. Out back to Finkenbein, 30 feet away. Small collision with Caleb Maurer. It's common. Team's fifth. The Redskins have to commit two more before Anna shoots.
Timeout, Anna.
And Anna takes a timeout. We'll take a break. We'll return in a moment. 2.5 remaining. Rockets up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much. A world-class supplier is Custom Foam. And also gratitude to Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Here's Anna whipping the ball around in the lane to Kovacs. Right corner, Finkenbein, 220 left. Ball lobbed underneath the Kovacs. Yes. He shakes free. Got it for two.
What a nice pass by Finkenbein.
Enormous bucket right there. Finkenbein showing he can do far more than just shoot the triple. That was a neat assist, and it gives Anna an 8-point spread again. 2 minutes to go in the game. On the arc is Burning. He launches a three ball and bangs it in. Burning didn't have much clearance. He let it fly, poured it through. 5-point game. Anything can happen. Minute 56 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
And you can check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. Super deals at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. You know, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Thanks to Geyer's, West Main in Fort Loramie. Here we go, final, a minute 56. Anna way down at the end of the floor, inbounds it to Finkenbein. He receives a nudge from the backside, team foul 6 on Fort Loramie. Next one. We'll send Anna to the stripe. Rockets up 5. It's gotten snug. It's been as many as 14. It's 50-45. Anna, ball thrown inbounds by Anna. It's Kovacs, loops it down the floor to Ambus, passes up a shot, throws into the lane to Robinson. Baseline left to Kovacs. All over him, two Redskins. They almost knock it free, but foul. Boy, Anna playing with danger.
Yeah, they were.
Rockets were in some deep thicket on offense there after two or three passes, and Fort Loramie almost flicked that ball away. 1-1, Kovacs for Anna, shoots it and drills it. 51-45, Anna, as Kovacs pumped it home. He missed two earlier in this game. Second shot right there. And Anna gets another timeout, up 7, 52-45, a minute 45 to go here in the fourth. And we'll return shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
And thank you, our anchor business partners tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, to name a few. Fort Loramie attacking down 7. Deep right corner, 3 by Caleb Maurer. Oh, it curled around and came out. It was below the iron, snapped away. Chuck, that ball almost tickled the twine, but didn't go in.
Yeah, that was a good look right there.
Ball was tapped out by Anna. Fort Loramie still controls. Down 7, a minute 27 to go. Inbounding below the basket. It is Burning for Fort Loramie. Sends it into Colin Moore, 35 feet away. Colin Moore, the outstanding football quarterback, 6-foot senior. Deals to Burning. Burning jacks it from 3-point land, high off the flange. Rebound, Anna. Minute 13 to go. Anna up 7. quickly. Four court left. Ambus out of trouble to McCain. Finkenbein. Reach around foul, but Colin Moore. Finkenbein will shoot the 1-1. Thanks to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Free throw by Finkenbein is right there, and the lead for Anna swells to 8. 53-45, second shot, Finkenbein up and in. 9-point game, 66 seconds to go. Fort Loramie trailing, and in the forecourt to our right. On the weave, it's Caleb Meyer. Far side pass intended for Burning. Great overplay by Finkenbein. A steal, a run out, a driving layup, and that'll seal it. 56-45, Anna, which has intercepted Fort Loramie out high on the arc three or four times in this game and turned him into layups. Long miss by Caleb Maurer. Long board to him, though. He's got the rebound. Dumped it down low to Albers for the gimme to make it 56-47 with 39.1 remaining. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank, an anchor business partner in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the award-winning sports page, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, plus Hoing and Hoing Builders, what you imagine we create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Those are our anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. 39.1 remaining. Anna with a 9-point cushion, inbounding in backcourt. Fort Loramie's got to foul. Oh, a steal! Great theft on the play by Caleb Maurer to the rack, up and good! And a foul against Anna. Interesting turn of events right there. Maurer on the sneaky theft got the bucket. It's a 7-point game, 34.7 to go. A free throw here would cut it to 6, 2 3-pointers. Foul shot, Caleb Maurer, short. Tussle for the rebound. Guess what? Colin Moore got it and scored! Fort Loramie got the offensive rebound on the missed free throw. It came off the rim a little heavy, and Colin Moore, with a strong body, went up, jerked it off the glass, spun, scored. Fort Loramie fouls Anna after the inbound. 27.3 to go. We've got a 5-point game. Masteller 1-1 still, Chuck.
Yeah, that was only 18. They got two more 1-1s.
This one and another. This is big. Anna's got to make this, or the pressure could switch to being on the shoulders of the Rockets. Masteller fires, and he connects. 57-51, Anna by 6.
Well, they were 1 of 3 shooting free throws going into the fourth quarter. Now they're 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter.
Warming up at the right time. Masteller again, around and out. Rebound into the fingertips of Burning of Fort Loramie. 23 seconds to go. And Burning loses it. Stolen by Masteller. He darts down the court, runs a circle out on top. It goes to Finkenbein, who lobs down low on the right to a player wide open, Kovacs. He got beyond the defense, dropped it in, and Anna's up 8 with 5 seconds to go. Hook pass down inside by Devin Ratterman to Ruhenkamp. Misses the shot. Buzzer sounds. That's it. Anna Rockets come into Fort Loramie, and for the second time this year, defeat the Redskins. Tonight, it's 59-51. Fort Loramie goes to Botkins on Friday. Keep in mind, Chuck, remember this game in the back of your head. Anna and Jackson Center end the season playing each other at Jackson Center. If Anna can remain unbeaten between now and then, if Botkins would stumble once between now and then, i.e. at home against Fort Loramie or maybe at Fairlawn, who knows, that Anna-Jackson Center clash last Friday of the regular season could have significant import. Big win tonight by Anna on the road. Rockets by 8 over Fort Loramie, leading from start to finish. Triumphant 59-51. As we remarked earlier tonight, we will not be able to bring you the Lehman Catholic Scioto Valley boys game tomorrow. A start time was pushed up an hour and a half. We will not be able to sync up our programming with the radio station in order to bring that game with you with a pregame at 5:30. Doubt that we would have the listeners we would have later on in the evening either. So we will bring you more than likely girls action from Minster on Thursday night. Marion Local at Minster. Minster won both games. Minster girls won each contest up at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country this past weekend, defeating Akron Hoban on Saturday and Margaretta on Sunday. Minster girls played maybe as many as three divisions up from 4-1 on Saturday, and Margaretta's D3 played them on Sunday and won that game as well. We'll try to catch up with Minster girls head coach Mike Wist during the game tomorrow and have him on during our pregame segment on Thursday night before the Minster Marion local game. More than likely our coverage on Friday will be at Botkins as the Botkins Trojans host these Fort Loramie Redskins. Easy for me to say, Chuck, as these Fort Loramie Redskins beat the Botkins Trojans on Friday. Anna now, Chuck, seems to be on a roll. McCain Finkenbein is a young man that's so difficult to stop. He can make shots from anywhere on the floor, and if you come out and guard chest to chest, he'll put the ball on the deck and take you right to the rim. He's a player that really nobody in the league's got an answer for right now.
I don't know how you guard him.
No.
I mean, if you got somebody that's about 6'6 that is really, really quick, that might work for you, but I haven't seen that yet this year.
Like you were saying about 5 or 10 minutes ago, maybe it's Kenzie Holscher of the Fort Loramie girls team.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody else is going to. Charlie won't let her play for anybody else. He might have let her play for the boys.
A lot of fun tonight. Anna played extremely well, got off to a good start against Fort Loramie, unlike the first meeting at Anna when the Redskins raced to a big lead early. Tonight, Anna got the advantage, built it to 14 two or three times, would not relinquish it. Fort Loramie knifed into the lead a few occasions, but Anna, to its credit, staved off the Redskins tonight to win by 8.
Yeah, you got 34 points out of Finkenbein. You got 17 points out of Kovacs. And his 17 points, I would say,
assists.
He had 8 baskets, and I guarantee you 7 of them were off assists from either Finkenbein, Masteller, or Ambus.
Yeah, Kovacs might have had 7 goals that totaled 20 feet in length.
Yeah, and he missed the first one of the fourth quarter. He would have been right around 20 points.
Right. Let's take a look at our scoring and highlight our Clancy's award winners this evening.
Well, Loramie out-rebounded them 20-14. That's not something they do a lot. 6-9 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 4-9 for Fort Loramie. Individual scoring for Anna, of course, they were led by Finkenbein with 34. They got 17 from Kovacs, 6 from Masteller. On the other side, they were led by Caleb Meyer with 16. Caleb Maurer had 11. Clancy's players of the game, it's Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie and McCain Finkenbein for the Rockets.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, this reminder, our next webcast of high school basketball and scores broadcast.com will be on Thursday. More than likely, we will carry for you the Marion Local at Minster girls game, tip-off 7:30, airtime at 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. So Anna, Chuck, remains in touch with Botkins. Botkins, one loss in the league. Anna still at two. And so I think about the only club from here on out Botkins has got to worry about in terms of beating out in the league is Anna, a game back in the loss column. Those two teams have played twice. They're done with each other. Anna's got a road game at Jackson Center to close out the regular season. That will be interesting. And Botkins entertains Fort Loramie on Friday night as Fort Loramie tries to throw a wrench into Botkins' plans to win the Shelby County Athletic League.
Well, it's going to be tough for them. That's a tough place to play in the first place. Botkins playing really well. And Loramie tonight did some good things, you know, but it's hard to withstand the 3-point barrage that McCain Finkenbein threw at them tonight. They're going to lose a lot of teams are going to lose to somebody if they can shoot the ball with that range.
Yeah, I don't care how much depth you have or even how much size you have, if the Rockets can keep those same five or six players on the floor shuffling in and out, they don't go very deep.
Right.
Who was it off the bench who saw some action tonight, McDermott?
He got a minute or two. Other than that, they played five.
Right. But Anna shoots it so well, they all can let it fly from long range.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them. So you've got to honor them out front on the perimeter, and they're quick enough they'll drive it to the hole on you. So good at spreading the floor and slashing, cutting, and dishing off, and if Anna gets a lead on you, the Rockets can make life miserable for any foe. This is a dangerous team in that D3 tournament. It's not a club with size. It's had a little bit of size in the last few years. It's Kovacs is coming on strong. He's a force. He's a real force. And I asked Coach Nate Barhorst before the season, well, we're still looking for a seventh and eighth man. He may still be looking.
He's still looking
for a seventh and eighth man. But I tell you what, his top six are getting the job done in a big way.
Right.
Thanks so much to our online scoresbroadcast.com audience tonight. Thanks so much to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM audience tonight. John Hemp alongside our super photographer, John Hemp Imagery. Thanks to John Hemp. And Chuck McBee, our engineer, color announcer, Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie, where the Anna Rockets have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins for the second.